number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 4:30, shopping on Thanksgiving Day will be different this year. What you need to know right now if you're planning a last-minute grocery run.
And the Durham Rescue Mission is getting ready for its Thanksgiving feast. This is a live look at preparations underway right now. We'll check in with WRAL's Casey Cunningham on the mission to make sure people are fed this Thanksgiving.
And a surprise over Georgia. What happened when a Raleigh woman went into labor on an airplane hundreds of miles from home? It is 4:30 right now on Thursday, November 25th, and it is Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to you. It's good to have you with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm in for Renee Chu this morning. A little bit of a chilly Thanksgiving start. I think that's an understatement. Oh my goodness. This is a look at downtown Raleigh right now. Beautiful Christmas tree lighting up the night sky, but it is chilly, Elizabeth.
It's at least not as cold as it was yesterday. And hopefully, you know, not a lot of people are having to head out as early as yesterday either. 30 degrees is our temperature at the airport. Our skies are clear and the winds are calm. So temperatures may still drop a little bit more. We'll probably have widespread upper 20s. We had low to mid 20s though yesterday morning, our coldest morning so far this season. We dropped down to 24. But we're looking at 26 in Henderson, but 32 Roxborough, Lewisburg, South Hill. It's 30 in Wilson and Rocky Mount. We head down to the south and it is 26 in Sanford, but 37 in Southern Pines, 30 in Raleigh, but 29 in Irwin, 32 in Fayetteville. So it is definitely cold out there, and it's going to be a cool start to the day. We're still at 32 at 8 a.m., but by lunchtime, we climb on up into the upper 50s, and we'll see highs in the low 60s for this afternoon. So it's going to be a really nice Thanksgiving day, really the nicest day that we'll see for a while. We have a front that comes through tonight that's going to bring some wet conditions for early Black Friday shoppers. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Well, check to make sure you have all of your Thanksgiving dinner ingredients early this morning, because some stores that are usually open for the holiday are closed this year and others are closing early. WRAL's Naya Harden is live at Wegmans to tell us which stores are open and which stores are closed today. Good morning, Naya. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Michelle. Well, as you know, people are going to be looking for those last minute items this morning. And I can already see there are workers inside right now of Wegmans here on Waketown Drive. They are getting ready for those customers. Stores today like Wegmans will be open early and most will close by early afternoon. You've got Food Lion, Harris Teeter, Lowe's Foods, Whole Foods, and some Walgreens and CVS locations that will also be open today. Other major stores like Walmart, Target, Publix will be closed. You may also notice some stores have a limit on how many items you can buy. WRAL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser spoke to us and explained.
There are a number of other stores that are limiting things like cranberry sauce and gravy. And so you just want to be prepared that you may not be able to get, you know, 10 of something. But then again, you know, do you need 10 of something? So the good news is there are lots of stores that have these items. So if you feel like you need more than a couple that the store is willing to give you, you can still tootle on over to one of the other stores.
And our Smart Shopper has a list for you of all the stores that are open today. You can go to WRAL.com or the WRAL News app. Michelle, what do you think the number one item is that people end up forgetting?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to say maybe cranberry sauce, maybe like the canned cranberry sauce or some sort of side is my guess, or stuffing. But Naya, it's a good idea to get out early, as you were saying. Naya Harden live in Raleigh at Wegmans. Thanks, Naya. And for Black Friday shopping, the WRAL Smart Shopper has been pulling together deals for weeks now, so you know just where to spend your holiday dollars. All you have to do is search Black Friday on WRAL.com for best buys, must-haves, and coupon codes to check off all of the people on your list.
Happening now, when you are preparing your Thanksgiving dinner for hundreds of people, you need to start early, right? WRAL's Casey Cunningham is live at the Durham Rescue Mission, where volunteers are up and at it already preparing that feast. Casey, happy Thanksgiving. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, great spirits here at the Durham Rescue Mission. In fact, you can already see the smokers. They have 14 of these going right now. They're expected to feed 1,500 people who are going to come and pick up meals here today. Now, this year is a little different. Organizers telling us that they have just enough turkeys to cover the Thanksgiving giveaway that's happening today. Usually they use some of these turkeys for Christmas as well. The leftovers are not going to be able to do that this year, according donate to the mission organizers. So they're still in need of donations. They're still looking for Christmas toys as well. We'll put some information on how you can donate over on WRL.com. But we will be joining you live all morning from the Durham Rescue Mission. Up next, we'll give you a look at these turkeys. Casey Cunningham, WRL News, back to you.
Well, if you need to get tested for COVID today, your best option may be rapid tests sold in stores. This is Sky 5 video here of people lining up and to get tested at the Wake County Health and Human Services Center on Kidd Road. That was yesterday. Testing sites run by Wake County are closed today and tomorrow, but they'll reopen on Saturday. In Wayne County, testing sites will be closed through the weekend. And in Orange County, testing sites are closed today, but the site in Hillsboro will be back open tomorrow. And the murder trial may be over, but the man convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery will be back in court again next year. Greg McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and neighbor William Roddy Bryan face life in prison, but a sentencing hearing has not been set. Next, they'll go on to face federal hate crime charges in connection to Arbery's death. That trial is set for February. The men are expected to appeal the murder conviction.
An update this morning. Durham police boosted efforts to crack down on speeding along I-85 and stopped more than 100 drivers in a single day. Maybe you saw some of this commotion. The officers say most of the cars that were stopped were going faster than 80 miles per hour in a 60 mile per hour zone. 13 of those cars were going faster than 90, and the highest speed clocked 112 miles per hour. DPD says they wanted to focus on I-85 within city limits because of the high number of crashes and injuries reported there in the last year.
Well, this is a wild story. This morning, a Raleigh family is returning home with a new baby who came into the world when they least expected it. Liliana Castaneda gave birth to her baby daughter, Analia, on a plane while traveling home from visiting family in Mexico. This sweet little girl was a month earlier than her due date, which was supposed to be December 23rd. The plane landed in Atlanta, and an EMS team was at the gate waiting to help. With just one push, Analia was born, and mom and baby are doing fine. Wow.
Love the happy ending on the holiday. What a story to tell. For the first time this season, the Carolina Hurricanes lost two games in a row. The NHL's newest franchise, Seattle Kraken, handed the Canes just their third loss with a late goal.
Why didn't he score?
Looking like another overtime game, to be honest with you. It was 1-1. Kraken scored, though, with just over 3 minutes left in the game.
Nice pass.
Canes 2-1. They dropped this one. After the game, Coach Rod Brindamore said it was a good effort. Team just couldn't capitalize. The Canes are headed to Philadelphia today, returning from that West Coast trip. They'll face the Flyers tomorrow. It'll be the last of six straight road games.
Well, Thanksgiving is extra special for many families this year.
So I'm just so excited to have them back, get them home, hug them, love them.
Just ahead, we'll take you to RDU for some of the reunions, some more than a year in the making.
It is Thanksgiving 2021. Just getting started here this morning. Summer already, though, looking ahead to 2022. Pre-planning that we'll be thankful for come next year.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:40. It's a pretty morning out there. Skies are mostly clear. Temperatures are chilly, not quite as cold as yesterday, but we're hovering in the upper 20s to low 30s this morning. If you have to be out early, if you forgot something, which is usually me, I'm like, oh my goodness, I still need the fill in the blank to make the fill in the blank. But if you do, it's cold out there. 37 in Roanoke Rapids, 30 in Wilson, 30 in Durham, 27 in Goldsboro right now. And we're looking at a nice day today. If you're out walking the dog this morning, obviously it's chilly. Again, just about 5 to 7 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. Around the afternoon, it's going to be nice. Temperatures are going to climb into the low 60s, and then during the evening, we're chilly again. We do have some rain in the forecast for tonight and early tomorrow. I'll show you the timing coming up.
Good morning. I'm Brian Schrader in the WRAL Live Center. It's going to be a rough Thanksgiving for some people in Southern California. I want to take you to video into our newsroom from the Riverside area, where a brush fire that was 90% contained reignited last night, sending smoke into some homes. And they're worried that the high winds there and embers from that fire could cause even more problems. The power company has cut off electricity for thousands of customers trying to prevent further fires. And they say that those outages could continue over the next several days. Back to you.
Brian, thank you. As millions of people get on planes across the country this week, Attorney General Merrick Garland is encouraging prosecutors to follow through with charges against people responsible for violent outbursts on planes. So far this year, the FAA has received more than 5,000 reports of unruly passengers on planes. Most of the disputes have stemmed from the mask requirement still in place. That mandate is due to expire January 18th if it is not extended. This is the first Thanksgiving in the United States for more than 20 Afghan refugees recently resettled in our state. The people coming together behind the scenes to give them a new home. Plus,
the extremes they've gone to with us, it's out of the ordinary. It's not normal.
And the man behind a viral photo from the day rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol building is speaking out. Why, he says he went to Washington, D.C. on January 6th and his plans to fight the charges against him.
.45 is the time right now on your Thanksgiving morning and a beautiful look downtown Raleigh right now. We're going to wait for that warm up just a little bit further. We're still below freezing right now, Michelle.
Yeah, it's a little chilly out there. Well, the man who put his feet up on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk during the Capitol riot is now speaking out. Richard Barnett faces 7 federal charges, from disorderly conduct to entering a restricted building with a deadly weapon. Barnett lives in Arkansas, but says he went to Washington to feel closer to the seat of power.
Think that just by being there, I felt like I was finally stepping out and trying to make a difference. As far as apologies or regret, no comment. You can pretty much guess how I feel, but I can't comment on it, you know.
As many others arrested after the riot have taken plea deals, Barnett says he plans to try his case in federal court. No date has been set yet for his trial. If convicted, he could spend up to 6 or 7 years in prison.
For some Afghan refugees, this will be their first Thanksgiving in new homes in North Carolina. Resources like Catholic Charities and local businesses are stepping up to help. More than 20 refugees have settled in Asheville, but that number is expected to double. Some of them have already started to interview for jobs and open bank accounts to get on their feet. A record store owner says the first refugees stayed at his home for 6 weeks and got settled, and now he's opening up his business as a donation center.
Typically, the best things at this point actually are still computers, laptops, bicycles, and also gift certificates to just grocery stores or, you know, department stores.
As of this morning, a GoFundMe for refugees has raised almost $30,000.
Well, many families are back together for the holidays this year. This is a live look at RDU. After being forced apart by the pandemic, this is a live look at RDU from the WREL Live Cam Network. One place where families are finally being reunited. Our cameras were rolling as grandparents met their granddaughter for the first time. A mother reunited with her son, who is studying at Louisiana State University since August. And most reunions are expected, as RDU estimates 230,000 people will pass through the airport from before the end of the weekend.
How excited are you right now?
Have no words to describe my feelings right now.
So I'm just so excited to have them back, get them home, hug them, love them, and just enjoy the rest of the holiday.
That's so sweet. Those reunions resulted in 85% of the parking decks being at capacity.
Family chefs are preparing for a feast this morning, but turkey farms started their preparations months before Thanksgiving. This is a family-owned farm outside Pittsburgh, sold around 7,000 turkeys this year. To make that happen, they put in orders a year in advance. So while you're eating your turkey today, the farmers are already thinking ahead to next Thanksgiving.
People are so appreciative and say, this has been my 50th pounds turkey, or it won't be, you know, Thanksgiving without you. So that, I think, just motivation, you know, you're pleasing people, really helps a lot.
Now, they have said the supply chain delays have affected them a bit, but they made it through the holiday through the motivation of their customers.
We're 24 hours away from our second WREL Nights of Lights. This year's spectacular light show at Dorothea Diggs Park will feature more lights on more nights than last year. Children of all ages will delight in discovering the mischievous deeds of dozens of elves. The event kicks off tomorrow and will run through December 24th. You can head to WREL.com/lights for everything you need to know about the WREL Nights of Lights. It's going to be a really, really fun time. It is a little chilly out there. This is a live look at Hills Goldsboro this morning on this Thanksgiving. Elizabeth Gardner is standing by with our forecast for today. It's chilly now, Elizabeth, but it's going to warm up.
Today's going to be really the nicest day of the week, and I feel so thankful for that because, you know, people like to get out and about on a Thanksgiving day, you know, get and eat your turkey and then, you know, get out and enjoy some outside time with your family. You can definitely do that. I love it when Goldsboro turns their holiday lights on, too. It's just so pretty. It's so much fun to see all the towns around the area starting to get all lit up for Christmas. Apex, the same story, all their holiday lights up. In Chapel Hill, they've got these pretty snowflakes. There's only one showing up in that particular view, but it's a pretty scene down there on Franklin Street as well. And Durham dressed up as well. Let's look at our Durham newsroom. It is 30 officially. Our dew point's 24. That means that it's fairly dry out there, and it's going to stay chilly for a while. We'll keep it below freezing until around 9 a.m. this morning, but then we'll have a quick warm-up with some sunshine, and our winds will start to shift to southerly, and that's really going to warm things up quickly for us. So it's 32 in Roxboro, 32 Fayetteville, 30 in Rocky Mount, 37 in Southern Pines. We won't drop to as cold as we were yesterday, but we'll still probably keep it upper 20s to low 30s until we get to around 9 or 10 o'clock this morning. Here comes the next weather maker headed our way. There is some thunder and lightning along this, especially across parts of Arkansas, back down, getting ready to move into Louisiana. It's coming across Texas right now. Not a lot of severe weather here, but definitely some rumbles of thunder. We're not likely to see that. It's going to come through in the middle of the night, and we won't have that daytime heating to help energize those storms. So just going to be some rain for us. This afternoon looks good. Between now and 5 o'clock, we're mostly clear. Expect to see some high thin cloud cover building in. And then overnight, here's midnight, and we start to see the showers rolling in around 1 or 2 a.m. And then I'll tell you what, it moves out really quickly. This is 4 a.m., and then there's 7 a.m., and it's long gone by that point. So if you're one of those people who's up really early to shop for Black Friday, you know, I remember a long time ago, people used to just line up out there and camp out. If you're doing that, it's going to be a little bit wet. But if you're not heading out until, say, 7 or 8, then you should be just fine. It's going to be dry for the remainder of the day Friday, and good for nights of lights. High pressure slides eastward, and there's more cold air that's up to our north and west. That cold air will come swinging in, and we'll start to feel that Friday and into the weekend. So again, today, such a nice day. Mid-50s at lunchtime with that high of 62 around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Black Friday shopping early in the morning, a few showers, but then after that, we'll see some quick clearing, and the afternoon looks nice and bright, and it looks nice for nights of lights, too. Festively chilly with temperatures in the 40s, but our skies will be clear. You may see some stars along with those twinkling lights. Over the weekend, highs are in the 50s. Of course, Hanukkah begins on Sunday evening. Late Sunday night, there may be a few scattered showers. Back to you.
Thanks, Elizabeth. This morning, deputies are guarding a rural ravine in Alabama. That is where they found hundreds of undelivered packages down there in the ditch. Next on WREL, how FedEx is working to address this situation.
Yeah, that's not good. Even a package does make it to your front door, but if it's at risk of being stolen by porch pirates, just ahead, three ways you could protect your deliveries from thieves.
We're at 4:55 right now on your Thursday morning. The world's largest menorah is going up in New York City. This year's Hanukkah message will focus on joy as the world fights the COVID-19 pandemic for a second year. The giant menorah is part of a campaign launched in 1973 to bring awareness to the Jewish holiday. Hanukkah begins Sunday evening and lasts 8 crazy nights.
Hey, crazy nights. Well, this Thanksgiving is a big deal for the 82nd Airborne Division. For the first time in 20 years, nearly all of the division is home at Fort Bragg. Soldiers will be celebrating the end of America's longest war and the historic effort to get people out of Afghanistan. And they'll do that with a feast, including turkey, glazed ham, king crab legs, lobster, and all the fixings so well deserved for them. And hundreds of people are missing their FedEx packages. Here's why. Deliveries were found scattered in a ravine just north of Birmingham, Alabama. Investigators say up to 400 packages of different sizes were just tossed in the woods. FedEx is trying to fix the situation. Trucks and drivers from across the South will start picking up the packages today. Still no word yet on how the boxes ended up there. And it's that time of year. You're getting more deliveries at your front door, if they're not in a ravine, of course. And some porch pirates may try to take advantage of that. A report from WREL TechWire says there are a few ways to prevent your packages from being stolen. They include setting up tracking alerts for shipments, maybe invest in a porch lockbox, and ask for nondescript packaging. But that's just part of the list. To find out how else you can fight porch pirates from targeting your deliveries, head to WRELTechWire.com.
It is time once again to celebrate the season with WREL's 63rd annual tower lighting. Join us Wednesday, December 1st, as we turn our 300-foot TV tower into North Carolina's tallest lighted tree. Got my motor running, baby, gonna have a rockin' little Christmas. That's how we do it. It's Raleigh native Rory John Zach, who will join us live on the WREL Plaza. And we will have fantastic entertainment in Rocky Mount and Durham, as well as we will light those towers at our sister properties also. Tune in for a live half-hour special, 7 p.m. Wednesday, as we celebrate the season. And next on WREL at 5, you might find yourself without one or two crucial ingredients this morning, but more stores are closed this year for Thanksgiving. We're live next with where you can go now to get what you need.
Plus, getting a COVID test this weekend will be a little more complicated. The changes you need to know about before gathering with family and friends.
And three men found guilty of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, but the legal battle continues into next year. The new trial they'll face.